Hey there, retailers, and welcome to episode number 34 of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I am your host, Wendy Batten, and I am so happy you are here listening today. Have you ever heard of the saying, the map is not the territory? So we're going to talk about that today. Basically, where's the map? Where's the map to how do we get from point A to point B? How do we get from opening a store to a successful, rock solid retail business? Guess what? There's no map. There's kind of a map, but there's no map. We're going to deep dive into that today. So stay tuned. Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast. A special shout out today to a retailer who emailed me about how much she's enjoying the podcast. So shout out to Susan Robertson from Susan Robertson Pottery. She says, I'm loving the podcast and recommending them to all the shop owners I know. So thank you so much, Susan. We've been actually emailing back and forth, and I'm actually going to link Susan's website and Facebook on our podcast notes, because I think everybody, we need to support one another. I also want to mention, I'm super excited that my Retailer's Inner Circle is opening on October 25th. So I just want to give you a heads up. That's my community of independent creative shop owners. We support each other. It's resources, coaching. We get clarity on what we're doing. We help each other move forward. It's small group coaching. I'm just really proud of it. And it's opening again on the 25th. Before we open the doors, this week we are doing a three-day challenge from October 21st to 23rd. And if you are looking to really deep dive into your profits this year, you're going to want to join our challenge. Our three-day challenge is called Rock Your Holiday Profits. And I'm going to be helping you with 15 minutes a day over 3 days, simple, easy implementation to help you maximize the profits from what you're already doing inside your store. So I'll leave the link to that as well in the show notes. And I really hope you'll join us. It's going to be great fun. So that's the 21st to the 23rd. And then on the 25th, we will be opening the doors for new members to join us inside the Retailer's Inner Circle. So there's that. Let's get on with the show. And actually, today's topic comes from a conversation that I had with several Inner Circle members. Today, I'm going to share with you how we can move from starting our business, from startup, right through into the growth stage. Maybe we're going to franchise, and it doesn't happen in a linear path. It does not happen with like, just check this, check this, check this. A lot of retailers come to me and they're kind of not all over the place. I don't mean to say that they're all over the place, but they're trying to do all the things. Inside my inner circle, one of the very first things that we recommend retailers do when they join us is figure out where they are on a path. Where are they on the path? And what do I mean by that? So the map is not the territory. That's kind of a famous saying. And I was reminded of it recently. And again, speaking with one of my retailers, the map is not the territory means we can have a map that shows us how to get from A to B, but it doesn't take into consideration the fact that we have to go over hills and over mountains and all over the place. And we have a journey to take to get from A to B. So if we think about our business journey, if we think about our retail, our shops, if you're in a booth space, wherever you are in your journey, if you're ready to explode and franchise and all of the things, you're on a journey. You're going from A to B, and truthfully, B usually ends up going to C, D, E, F, G. You know, it kind of expands. I know that's what happened to me. But when we think of our startup journey, so when we are thinking about, if you think about it in terms of a map, there's lots of stops along the way. You have to do all kinds of things to get your car ready before your journey starts. You have to find people to help you and give you directions. You have to have the right map for each part of your journey and your checklist or whatever it is you're looking for. So if you think of your retail life, your retail business as a journey, and you're okay and you embrace the fact that there's going to be stops along the way, it's going to make your business easier to figure out how to move forward. So
you're going to forward your own path. I know that. You know that. You're going to do things your own way. You're going to go down different roads. You're not going to go on the same major highway that everybody's going to go on, if we're going to stick with that analogy. But we do have to have a direction, right? I mean, we do have to have an idea of where we're headed. So we stop and we assess on where we are, and we ask people along the way. We ask for help. Maybe we ask from people who've already gone down this side road or dirt road, or ask them for their educated guess. Maybe we, you know, ask for directions and get them to, you know, tell us just that next little part of the journey. They don't have to give us the whole picture. They just have to help us with the next, right? Just turn right down here by Joe's garage. Well, for us in the retail business, maybe it's just a little bit of help in that area that you need help in right there. So inside the inner circle, as I mentioned, we have success stages is what we call it. It's part of our roadmap to retail success. And everybody starts at the beginning, at some point in time in your business journey. You know, it's like, again, getting your car ready. So in the startup of business, there's a lot of tasks to do, right? There's a lot of things to prepare for. So we work in that section, and that's what we work on right now. We don't have to be worrying about what to do three stages down the road, or 3 miles down the road, if we want to look at it again that way. So at our startup stage, it's things like, you know, just basically getting things set up. Maybe we have to find a location. Maybe you have to find suppliers. Maybe you are looking to get your brand sort of together. You're going to open your social media accounts. You're looking at setting up bank accounts and legal, all the legal things that go along. That's the stage you're in. That's your startup stage. You don't have to worry about what's going on way down the road and over that big mountain and under that bridge and all of the things. You just need to worry about that section that you're in right now, because you're going to encounter, again, back to the analogy of the terrain, from the startup stage through to the growth stage, we're going to encounter bumps and hills. We're going to encounter valleys. We're going to have some great highs. We're going to have some lows too. We're going to have some hard days. We're going to have dips, and we're going to have to go around valleys and through all the things. There's lots of awesome views along the way, and then there's going to be dark, rainy days along the way. So starting up and knowing where on the map we are, or where the terrain is taking us right now, it's so helpful to have, again, somebody to ask directions from, or guidance, or, you know, just to have somebody say, this is what you should focus on. This is your current, you know, the next 3 miles. These are the things you're going to encounter. You know, here's some solutions on how we manage and maneuver through them. And that is gold, my friend. I will tell you, it is really gold. So again, back into our inner circle, we start with your startup stage. So, you know, we have a list, I guess, a checklist of things just to consider and think about, and support and resources for those that are at that stage. Then we got through those 3 miles and we're like, phew, we did it. We're going through bumps and over the hills and around the valleys, but now we are in sort of the sweet spot, maybe the also kind of known as the messy middle of running our retail business. You're usually a couple of years in when we get into the messy middle. But again, that's, we're driving along, right? This is the terrain that we're hitting at this point in time. This is when, you know, retailers are really starting to establish themselves as the go-to, and maybe they're really like niching down into their ideal customer avatar. They're putting HR manuals in place. They're looking at a really good creative balance, you know, time management between their creative life and their business life, working towards those types of things. You know, expanding, hiring staff. This is usually sort of the messy middle, again. We call it the sweet spot, because messy middle doesn't sound so good, but that's kind of what it is. This is the stage normally when retailers are hiring bookkeepers and starting to bring in support staff. They're collaborating, maybe, you know, getting TV interviews and just different. We're just growing and getting really well known in our community. We're taking time off at this stage, hopefully. And again, at this stage of the journey, there's still lots of bumps and lots of terrain to manage, and all of, you know, all of those nooks and crannies that we still have to do. But again, it's a fun, good place to be. It's usually where we're starting to make money, hopefully paying ourselves more regularly. All of these things are sort of in that messy middle sweet spot. I guess I should call it the sweet spot. I shouldn't really be joking about it being the messy middle. But truthfully, it can be a messy part of the journey as well too. So if we're keeping with the analogy of like driving along and moving our business forward, the last stage or the sort of the next stage, but I think it opens up the door for us to keep our journey going, is the growth stage. A lot of retailers at this stage might be managing their business, not necessarily running their business. Like they're not doing everything in that business, which is our ultimate goal. They should be giving themselves a decent, good paycheck, maybe have a store manager. There's lots of different things like your idea of what your growth stage would be different than everybody. Again, just like you taking one road and me taking another, there's lots of different things. And we have retailers inside the Inner Circle at all of these stages. So again, on the growth stage, we might have somebody who's really well known in the community, now becoming maybe an influencer. We have retailers who are hitting bigger goals financially. Maybe they're buying buildings, maybe they're franchising their businesses, maybe they're opening second and third store locations. There's all these different things that we might be doing in the growth stage, like in the bigger growth stage. Maybe we are starting our own brand. I've got retailers who are opening a brand. They're opening their own product lines at that point in time, looking at maybe outsourcing, hiring all the day-to-day operations, those kind of things, and maybe becoming mentors as well themselves for other retailers. So again, going to the analogy of the map, they've sort of reached a destination with lots of bumps and troubles along the way and lots of good things and lots of awesome things. And sometimes, you know, we get detoured. We get detoured where, you know, we might be in that sweet spot, messy middle part. And, you know, we might have to detour back a little bit or go forward a little bit. And we aren't necessarily all in one of these categories all the time. But again, driving along this road and looking at the terrain and the map and feeling our way through and maneuvering, it's so good to have other people that can say, you're on the right path, or, you know, try this path. Maybe this little side road is good for you, or maybe you don't want to go down that road, you know, or maybe this is what could happen if you go up this hill, but it's awesome at the top. Or, you know, it's so great to have people who have already done these things and forged through before you. And again, having a community, again, inside my Inner Circle and all of these different stages, it's so great. And people who are coming in at startup stage have a different point of view, even for the people in the growth stage. Like they might come in, they might know something that's trending that maybe the person who's like in this growth stage hasn't thought of. It's such a great collaboration to be able to ask for assistance, ask for help, you know, or some tasks, and see where you are on the stages and the list of tasks that you might want to consider, or the directions. Again, when you're driving through the terrain, you know, it's so wonderful to be able to have somebody just sort of give you a little nudge and point you over that way, or help carry your bags along the way. I always say, you know, it's always nice to have other people share the load as you're maneuvering all this terrain. You might even have to get out of your car and start hiking some of this, because we all know there's, you know, setbacks, there's broken down cars, just like there's hard days in retail. There's always going to be a solution. And again, maybe with the car analogy, it's getting out, putting your backpack on, doing the work yourself, or maybe it's actually somebody else driving you for a little while and helping you and supporting you. So I wanted to bring this all to your attention, I guess. And the reason I wanted to do this podcast is because the success stages, these things that retailers feel, it's almost like an aha, like I don't have to try to figure out how to maneuver the mountains 6 miles down the road. I just need to figure out how to do the next 3 miles. I just need to figure out what I should be doing to start up. I just need to be doing, what should I be doing here in this sweet spot middle, you know, I got the ball rolling, I'm opened up, I've got things going. What should I do now at this stage? Where should I go? What should I do now? What should I be prepared for? It's so comforting to have the freedom to look and see, you know, to take it off your brain, I guess, to stop thinking about and worrying about, I should be doing all this other stuff. Nope, you don't have to do that yet. You don't have to be thinking about those things, because just figure out how to do the next little part of your journey, manage this terrain of your business, and then we'll figure out. You know, I jokingly say that's what future Wendy's problem is. That's like future Wendy's problem. Like right now, Wendy just needs to figure out how to do this or whatever, whoever I'm working with. That's future Wendy's problem, or that's future Susie's problem. We can figure that out when we get there. We may not know. We have an idea of where we're going. We know we want to go from A to B, but we do have to manage this terrain all the way through. And I hope that all makes sense. I hope in my brain it makes sense. I wanted to encourage you to embrace where you are on the journey. Embrace that the map is not linear. It's not A to B. A lot of us beat ourselves up thinking we should be doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, all the things. Just embrace where you are in your journey, whether you're at the startup, whether you're in a sweet spot, you know, the middle swimming along stage, or whether you're in the growth stage. Find support, find people that can help you at the right stage that you are in. Ask for directions, ask for support, get really good and get moving through that stage, and then move on to the next stage. We don't have to be doing it all. And I feel like I hear retailers say to me all the time, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know what I should be doing. Let's just take it one nugget at a time. And remember that this terrain is bumpy, and this terrain is going to have hills and valleys and highs and lows. As I mentioned, our business journey is not linear. Our business journey is not just do this and do this and do this and we'll be done. That's not how it's going to work. Your retail business is going to be beautiful. It's going to be successful. It can be profitable for you. It can be the freedom that you want from the 9 to 5 or the hustle that maybe you're feeling or the overwhelm that you're feeling. I see it every day. I see retailers reaching the success in the stage that they're in. You know, you can be profitable. You can take a regular paycheck. You can find that balance. You can lower your shoulders if they're up around your neck, up around your ears right now. We can get to that place, my friends, I promise you. It can happen, and I see it all the time. I see it happen inside my inner circle. I see it happen with my mastermind retailers. It's possible for you too. You just have to embrace the journey, embrace the terrain that you're going to face through this, and understand the different stages and the different parts of the journey. I hope that was helpful to somebody out there. I just feel like if I could just one person out there that you're saying, aha, and I understand, that will just make my day. So I hope you'll let me know if this resonated with you as well too. And also, if this resonated with you and you feel like you're needing support in your journey, if you feel like you need a community to help you find this path and ask for directions, we're here at the Retailer's Inner Circle. It's opening again on the 25th of October. We only open a few times a year and we're taking new members in. It's a community of retailers, of independent, creative shop owners. We're not a huge retailer group that you'll get lost in. I keep it small intentionally. We only open a few times a year, as I mentioned, and I'm very hands-on inside the group. I coach inside the group every week, and it's resources, it's community, it's coaching. It's not a course. It is not something you have to keep up with. What it is if you are at the startup stage and you need support with whatever, something that you might need support with at the beginning, we have a library of coaching and resources and tips and trainings that you can go into and grab what you need. It's not like you have to show up at any particular time. We have live group coaching if you want it. You can come and ask your questions. I created this because I couldn't find anybody to help support me when I was in that really crazy, messy middle. I had figured out the startup. I was in that messy middle and I couldn't figure it out. And I needed support. I needed clarity. I wanted resources. And I really wanted community to help me during my journey. So when I had the opportunity, I created this for you to have that clarity, resources, community, coaching. It's a simple, easy place for you to be, a safe place for you to be. And we will help you figure out, if you join us, which stage you're in. You might get a big aha when you look at these lists and see, oh, I am in that stage. Oh, these are the things I should be focusing on. I hear it all the time from new members. They're like, I have it taped to my desk. Like, I know now what I need to work on. And then they jump into the library when they need to and move on through that terrain of that area that they're in right then. So I want you, hopefully you'll consider joining us. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. We will have the links to the Retailer's Inner Circle on the podcast notes inside. And again, you can find us at wendybatten.com as well. I also have, again, remember the free 3-day Rock Your Holiday Profit Training. It starts October 21st. It's a prelude, really, into the doors opening on the 25th. So maybe you can come and join and see how you feel about that and that type of training. I am focused on helping retailers simplify their business, understanding how to amplify their profits. And the ultimate goal is to arrive right at that destination and have money in our pockets and be happy and have had a joyful journey. That is the goal. That's why we started our businesses, right? We want to have joy. We want to have creative fun. We want to smile. We want to drop our shoulders from our ears and enjoy our retail businesses. So that is my ultimate goal, is to help retailers do that. And we'll start with the challenge and then move into opening up the doors. They'll only be open for a couple of days this time. So we're open from the 25th to the 27th of October. And I really urge you to join us. You can jump on the wait list right now if you're listening to this before the 25th, and you'll be the first to know and one of the first people in. So hope to see you inside the inner circle. And I hope that your journey and your terrain isn't too bumpy, and that you are feeling a little bit better right now. If you're listening to this, that you're feeling better about your journey and understanding that, you know, it's not linear. It's not A to B. There's a terrain. The map is not the terrain. So having a map in front of you isn't going to help you. It's just navigating the terrain through it. So we've all got this. I've got you. If you need help, please reach out. I love supporting retailers in their creative journey. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, my friends.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.